Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I am your host, Brian Scott. I'm very excited today. We're going into the origins of LL Research, who is behind the raw material, the Law of One, and the Quo material. If you'll notice on this podcast, oftentimes I try to go into the background material for stuff that I'm researching. For instance, with reality transurfing, I want to read about Carlos Castaneda. A lot of the new thought material is the origins of the law of attraction. So I really enjoy going back and seeing references and where this stuff started. I've always really wondered what the background material was for the Law of One, what really inspired Don Elkins in terms of literature. And he certainly talks about that in a couple of his writings. And The Saucer Speaks is one that he talks about by Williamson. And we may go over that a little bit. But there is a pamphlet that they talk about that they found by Clyde Trepanier that was given in 1958. And here we get a reference to the Confederation. We get an introduction to Hatton. We get an introduction to Oxall. They speak just a tiny bit different, but it's very, very similar. And a lot of the material and information is the same as what we hear about with Quo. In fact, it's identical. So I'd like to go back and look at these original channelings and see if we can collect some additional knowledge and information, understanding, like any channeling, if any of this stuff that we read doesn't resonate, just leave it behind. It shouldn't be a stumbling block in any way. This is information that was channeled in a group meeting in Detroit, and they created several different pamphlets. And in fact, there are additional channelings that we can go over all the way into the 80s. Some of it is sort of crazy, and they kind of acknowledge the earlier channelings. And in the book by Don Elkins called Extraterrestrial Communication, he gives some highlights, and we'll definitely go over that. But this pamphlet I found very fascinating. I thought I'd share it first. Man, Consciousness, and Understanding, Volume 1. The groupings of communications contained in this enclosure are informative, teaching instructions for developing a better understanding of ourselves, of the problems of our modern times, and of the magnitude of the future lying before us. The nature and the text of those communications differ in respect to many spiritual studies of truth available to the seeker. Therefore, a few words are necessary to explain their source. On and around our Earth, there exist millions of beings from other regions and other realms of the universe who have attained a much higher and a much greater degree of understanding in their evolution. To those who will listen, they extend their friendship and offer their understanding and wisdom, that the Homo sapiens race on Earth might awaken unto themselves and work to usher in the new golden age presently dawning. Within these pages, the words you read are those received from physical beings aboard spacecraft who hail from other parts of the universe and from wonderful, radiant beings who enjoy the perfect life in the higher realms of existence. The reader is to understand that these communications were received through a human channel who was one among a small group of earnest seekers of truth. These words of enlightenment, even though spoken to a small group, also apply to the whole of mankind and may be used by any and all who are seeking a more abundant life. With their deepest love and blessings, these beings of higher understanding offer their knowledge to all who seek the truth. Affirmations for Meditation by Hatton. O Radiant One, send forth thy light and surround each of us, thy children, that we may have enlightenment and wisdom. We relax and give ourselves completely to the Father. We relax and give ourselves wholly and completely to Him. We know that all is well as we relax in His arms. We give our whole selves to the Father. We want only to do His will. We relax and give ourselves wholly and completely to Him. I am His perfect child. He guides me and directs me. He continually surrounds me with His pure white light. I visualize this radiant substance of purest white until I actually feel the consciousness of the Father, His presence, His power, His light and love flowing through me, I relax in His presence. He is the ever-loving Father and Creator. He loves me and protects me. He is the one and only power and intelligence. I am His perfect expression. He expresses through me. I'm a doer of His will. The Father and I are one. There is but a single power and intelligence. This great power and intelligence is now a part of me. It is guiding me and protecting me at all times. I give myself completely to this great power and intelligence. I am a part of it. I live and have my being. In this, the Father. Amen. Sunday, November 4th, 1956. Greetings to you, my friends. I am Hatan. Now, side note, Quo is made up of Hatan, Latwi, and Ra. So here we get the first reference to Hatan in another channel, in another place and time. In love and light, I greet you. We of the Confederation are always grateful to find among your people those who are interested, who are willing to accept us. We are grateful to all of you for your acceptance of us. There is much to be accomplished among your peoples in the days to come. Your planet at this moment faces one of the greatest crises in its history. We have come here from other systems and other galaxies, have come by request from others in your system. This service we are happy and proud to give. We only are happy that we have the opportunity to serve you. As I stated, there is much to be accomplished among your people in order that we may bring about conditions of betterment upon your planet. We hope and pray each day that more and more of your people will see the light. It is only through these awakenings that your people can be prevented from bringing about their own destruction. It must come from the people. Your heads of government, your world leaders have become so corrupt, so power mad, that now it is up to the people to demand and to bring about their own salvation. It is through those who, through their convictions, are willing to come forth, to come out from among the multitudes and stand forth for what is right and good. Great changes which have come about upon your planet has not been brought about by the majorities, but rather has been brought about by the minority, sometimes even by individuals who are strong in their faith and who are willing to come forth from among the multitudes and stand forth regardless of the race consciousness for that they believe and know to be right. One man a few years ago upon your planet was responsible for one of the greatest changes that has taken place in your civilization. One man, my brothers, who was not afraid to come forth from among the masses. If you think with the masses, believe with the masses, then you have lost your individuality. Then you become one of the masses, one of the race consciousness. Seek the truth and stand on it, my brothers. Use your intelligence. That is why the Creator gave it to you. We have made our appeal to the heads of your world government, to all your world leaders. We have made great offers to them, but our offers are the offers that would improve the masses, improve your scientific achievements, allow you to live a new life, one of grandeur and of beauty. But due to your customs, your economic structure, your monetary system, they who have the power in hands are not willing to sacrifice their power to benefit the multitudes. Now we come to you, the people. The power is in your hands. We do not advocate violence, but by making your choice to serve in the everlasting love and light, we can and will direct you in the ways of love and light, and through these methods you can bring about the conditions that you desire. My friends, you have no idea of your own thought power. This thought power, when concentrated by the multitudes, by the masses, can bring about anything. There is much power in thought, brothers, much power. Our problems are solved by thought. We have no need for wars or violence. When we have a problem, our people attack it in thought, in unison, and the problem dissolves itself. Think about this, my brothers. There is much food there for thought. There's only a slight glimpse of what can be accomplished once you understand and know life as it really exists. These things, my friends, are the things we want to teach you. These are the things that we are trying to bring to you. Our only hope is that your people will choose in the right direction. I believe I have given you enough to think about this time. It has been my privilege to speak with you. We shall meet again. May you grow in the love and light of the one infinite creator, and may his truth flow continually through you. May you know and then get a grasp of the grandeur that lies ahead. I know you'll be awed by it. Adonai, my friends, Adonai Vasu, I am Hatan. Saturday, February 16th, 1957. Learn to go within to follow that guidance which comes through your higher intelligence to you, and you will guide you in the right direction if you so desire. Question: guide in health material needs? This is your guidance for everything. It knows what is best for you regardless of what it may concern, whether it be of a material nature, such as a material need you may have for your everyday living or comfort. There is no need to be in want. Your Creator has never intended for you to want for anything. You bring about your own lack through your own thinking, your own actions. Go always to this higher self or intelligence. There, any of your problems can be solved. It has the answers to all our problems. You indeed only learn to contact it to be able to state your problem clearly, and it will give you the answer because it has access to the great storehouse of knowledge where all you can make, produce, has not been produced before. No problem that you could possibly have has not been solved before. The answers are all there in that great storehouse of knowledge, and your own higher intelligence has access to this storehouse at all times. Question: is this praying to the Father within? Can it be done in meditation? It certainly can. You are a part of your Creator. You are a Creator. As your problems, needs arise, quietly and clearly state these needs, these problems to this higher intelligence, or as you speak of it, as God. We prefer other terms. The answer to these problems will come to you. State them openly and clearly, and then let it rest in your innermost being. The answer will come to you. Your people have lost this art, generally speaking, and it needs to be cultivated. How do we help others? You can only help others as they will allow you to help them. To those who seek help from you, administer your help wisely. The level of understanding of any person determines the way in which truth shall be given to them. There, my friends, is where wisdom is necessary in spreading truth to those about you. Hardly any two persons will be on the same level of understanding. There again, you must listen for that inner guidance, for that wisdom in administering truths which you know. Try to realize that what is truth for you may not be truth for another. You cannot force truth on anyone. Each must grow in their own way. By surrounding them with light, we can help them to be aware of it, can't we? You can help anyone by sending your light and love. This is always effective, although it is not always apparent to you. Your love should so radiate that those about you feel your love and light wherever and whenever they are near you. This creates more desire in those with whom you come in contact, more desire to know the truth than anything you can do. This is what is meant by the statement in your holy works, which states, "Do not hide your light under a bushel, but let your light shine forth that others might see it." Question: and that light is our creative power within us and our love? Also, it is your demonstration, your living demonstration of this light. It radiates from you when you are able to demonstrate in your own life, because your life is a happy and glorious one, and it radiates all about you, all to see. May the love and the light of the infinite Creator rest in your hearts. My blessings I leave with you. Adonai, beloved ones, Adonai. Thursday, October 24th, 1957. I greet you in the light of love and understanding. I should like at this time to speak a few of the reasons why we have come to your system and to your planet. There are millions of beings at this time who have come to your aid. We have come from other planets within your system, from other systems and other galaxies. They've all come with one purpose in mind, and that is to aid your system and especially your planet. Your people have reached a critical stage in their evolution. They have not progressed spiritually as they should have. Scientifically, they have advanced much further, and therefore you do not have a balance. Due to the lack of this balance, you're in a great danger of destroying yourselves. You've acquired the use of great powers, energies, some of which should not be used at all, and some should be only in the hands of those who are developed spiritually, to the point where these powers should only be used for good. Such powers as your scientists are tampering with today in the hands of the wrong people could destroy your civilization. This has happened before upon your planet, my friends, and could happen again. We do not wish to see this happen. We are trying to help you avert such disaster. Also, your planet and your system are entering a new cycle. Your people as a whole, due to the lack of spiritual growth, are not ready to enter the new cycle, the new age. This will take place. Nothing can stop it. And those who are not in a position to enter the new age will not be able to remain upon this planet when you are well into this cycle. Therefore, it is doubly important that your people raise their consciousness to new heights, that they acquire new understandings, new truths that will enable them to enter the new age which is upon you. We realize, as do many of your people, that many of your people will not be able to accept these new concepts. They will not be able to move with your planet. These, I should like to state, will not be lost. It merely means they are slower in their growth and will require more time. They shall be given the opportunity they need and shall eventually reach their goal, each in his own way, because man moves ever on and upward, some faster, some slower, but the climb goes on and on. There is also a cosmic reason why we are here. There is certain danger to your planet of which you have no control, no knowledge. We hope and are sure that we can avert this for you. However, I shall not digress upon this. We love you, my friends, far above your highest concept, your highest understanding. We would do nothing to harm you. Neither will we force you to do anything. We only suggest. No man can force another to do that which he does not wish to do. We shall help you and guide you each in his own direction, but only through suggestion. The rest, my dear friends, is up to you. You are the pilot of your ship. No one else can pilot it for you. They can only aid you insofar as you are willing to let them. Live always in the now. Now is the only important time. The past is past, and you can do nothing about it. This very moment is the only thing that counts. Live the truth, and the truth will set you free. The time is now. Now is the time. Realize at this moment you are one with your Creator. We do not bow our head when we worship. We look up and out. Realize that Christ is like within you. Realize that you are God, that you are a part of that one, that you are expressing for him. He is expressing through you. You are his expression. Once these realizations have come in your mind, once you know who you are, then my friends, truth shall unveil itself to you and all shall become clear. It has been my privilege to speak with you. I hope I have been of some service. I leave you in the love and understanding of the Infinite Father. Wednesday, December 11th, 1957. I greet you in the light, my friends. I am Oxal of Arcturus. We have on this night monitored your complete conversation. This is very simple for us to do, my friends. We can do it in several ways. We have small discs we can station a short distance from your point of meeting and record all that passes between you. Also, we can tune in upon the brain of the channel and listen through his ears. This we have done tonight. This would amaze your scientists, would it not? But it is very simple. We've been very interested in your conversation. Many truths have passed among you. Some of you here have grown a great deal in your understanding. Each of you here are here because you are seeking. You are seeking the truth. Continue this seeking each in your own way, and I assure you, you shall receive as you are able to. We've been in your skies for well on to 3 years. We are watching individuals waiting for their choice. As was stated here tonight, once this choice is made in full faith and in love, we move in with protection, with love and light and truth, and guide them, direct them, and protect them. That is our mission. We have come to your system by request of the Confederation and of your system to help you through the crisis that now faces your planet. Truth must grow and grow rapidly upon your planet. We are awakening your people in masses to the realization that they must make a choice. There are two ways in which they can go, and they must make a choice. Many of your people have not realized this in the past. They have not realized there are two ways in which each of you can go, that your civilization can go through all generations, have had the right to choose, but they have not chosen wisely. Many of them have not realized or known there was another way. We can help only those who choose to serve in the light, who choose the path of service to their people and to their Creator. We have pledged our help. to all who make this choice, and we shall stand upon our oath to those of you who have made the choice. We urge you to establish firmly in your consciousness the great love for your Creator and for your fellow man. This, my beloved friends, is the first step in understanding. Love one another. Once this has been established, the rest shall follow easily. Understanding shall come in abundance. On the waves of love shall flow understanding. Can you see, my friends, why this is? You see, when you have a great love in your consciousness, it opens wide the door for understanding, for wisdom. Without love, the door is locked. This is the power that permeates the universe. There is great need for this upon this planet we call Earth, for the lack of it has set up vibrations about your planet encircling it that are bringing about chaos, disturbances of nature itself. For so you think, so you are, whether it be as an individual, as a nation, or as a planet. Do you have a slight understanding of what would happen to this planet you call Earth if suddenly all should start emanating love? If suddenly all should start emanating positive thoughts? Can you visualize what would be the results? Conditions would change so rapidly that many of your people would not be able to live in the vibration. Even your atmospheric conditions would change. You would not have the terrific eruptions of nature that you now have. The greater portion of these things are brought about by the negative vibrations that exist around your planet. If your people only realize the power of their thought. On our plane of existence, we solve all problems through thought. If a problem is faced by one of our planets, it is solved through concentrated thought of the people. It is in this manner that we shall help your planet. We should have been for some time past photographing conditions upon your planet, recording conditions. These are being relayed back to our people, and at the proper time when our plans are laid, we shall concentrate our power and thought to help you. But there must also be concentrated help coming from this planet. We are also trying to establish enough people upon this planet to do this. In this manner, we hope to ease the situation greatly. Many of the brothers of the Confederation have volunteered to come to the planet Earth to serve at this time. They are working among you quietly, trying to establish more love and understanding among the people of Earth. And I might add, a great deal is being accomplished. This I am sure many of you are aware of. Continue your seeking, my friends, for many of you have a great task to perform. Soon many people who are now walking the surface of planet Earth shall be awakened, shall become aware of who they are and why they are here, and then their task shall begin in earnest. For the emissaries at the Infinite Spirit are soon to finish their missions. I leave you now, my beloved friends. I leave you by extending to you the love, the light, and understanding of my people. I am Maksal. Sunday, December 15th, 1957. Greetings and light. Greetings and light. I am Maksal of Arcturus. I bring you the greetings and love of my people. For the benefit of some here who are not familiar with our story, I shall give a brief resume of our purpose in coming to your system. We aboard the Atavana are not of your system. I shall refer to our system as Arcturus. Since our sun is known to your astronomers by this name, we are aboard a craft outside your solar vortex. We have come by request of members of the Confederation within your system. We have come to help your system and especially your planet at a time of crisis. We have been in your skies for nearly 3 years as you calculate time. We are not alone. There are many, many craft at this time surrounding your planet. These have come from planets within your system and from many systems. We have all come to serve your system and your planet. Each has a mission to perform. Each was chosen for his mission because of his particular capabilities, but I shall concern this little talk tonight with my own people and our mission. Our craft, to be specific, is 120 miles in length. It is 36 miles in diameter. It carries upward of 25 million people and approximately 50,000 smaller craft. It is difficult for you to conceive a craft of this size, but we do not do things on a small scale. We serve only to our fullest capacity. Your people, through all generations of time, have had the right to choose. They have not chosen wisely. So in your time, you face a great crisis. We, as have many others, have come to help you. We are awakening your people in great numbers, not to any great knowledge, but to the fact that they must make a choice, that there are two paths which they can allow. To those who make the choice to serve their humanity in every way and to follow the path of service, of love, of light, and understanding, we pledge our help. To all those who make the choice, we shall move in with protection, with love, light, and truth. We shall guide them into paths whereby they can grow into new love and understanding. We shall guide them to the opportunities for service. We shall find themselves going about a new way, not knowing why they do this. We pledge our protection. No harm shall come to those who make the choice in full faith and understanding. All of this we shall do and more. We shall not land upon your planet. We shall not come here among you. For all that we do shall be done from here. We could not take you aboard our craft. The vibrations are such that in your present level of understanding, you could not exist here. We can perform any of our duties from here. The powers of my people are such that anyone of them could stand upon the face of your planet and perform many of the duties described in your religious history. We do not mean to brag of our achievements, for we are servants, servants to a cause, and we are grateful and humble for the opportunity to serve you. There are many, many brothers and sisters working for your planet and your people at this time. Some of those are able to come among you and are among you. They are seen flying in your skies. Many of them are living among you and serving quietly. If they were known, their work would be greatly hampered, for this has been the experience in the past. When we have tried to come among your people and make ourselves known, some were worshipped as gods, which we are not. Others would tend to murder us, so they work quietly among you as one of you, and thereby accomplish their mission without harm. I might also add, and some of you are already aware of this, but I believe it might be of interest to certain ones here, that those brothers who are working among you have been brought here by craft, landed upon your planet, and become absorbed in your humanity. Others are voluntarily come through the normal route and have lived among you as one of you. Many of these are not yet aware, have not been awakened to their identity, but at the proper time, when they're about to perform their tasks, they shall be awakened and go about their father's work. There are millions of craft about your planet at this time. They are keeping accurate records, continually making observations of all things that take place. We have instruments that are continually registering every movement that takes place in the fault lines on your planet. These things are being closely watched. The heads of all your governments, I should say your major governments, have been contacted by us. They are well aware of our existence. We have made great offers to them and to your world leaders. We want to share both your scientific and spiritual knowledge with you. But in every case, we have been rejected. Due to your economic structure, your organizations, and your customs, it is felt they cannot accept our offers. Your profit system would not function well under the stipulations which we presented, for what we offer is for all and not for a few. It is for the benefit of all mankind. Our contacts are now with people. A great change will come about through people like yourselves. When enough of your people have established in yourselves enough love and understanding, the changes will be inevitable. What, my friends, do you think is the greatest power in the universe? The group says love is the greatest power. You've spoken truly, my sister. Love can accomplish anything. It is a force that permeates the universe. I say to you, beloved one, love one another, for through this love shall you rise to great heights of understanding. I leave you, my friends, by extending to you the love and understanding of my people. I am Auxal of Arcturus. Saturday, January 4th, 1958. I greet you, my beloved friends, in the love, light, and understanding of the Infinite Creator. I have been among you tonight. I've heard your conversation. All of you here on this night are sincerely seeking truth, understanding, and wisdom. This, my friends, shall be given you in degrees that are suitable to your individual. I'm a newcomer among you. I spoke last evening through this instrument for the first time. I am one of the newcomers to your city. This is a new and delightful experience for me. I pray that my service shall be well received by your people. I sincerely hope that I shall be able to do my part in raising the consciousness of Earth people. It is our duty, or at least one of our duties, to work with those of you who are sincerely seeking light and understanding. We are doing this although many of you are not aware of our presence. You too are doing your part in the service to your brothers and sisters. Let each of us rededicate ourselves each day to their service. Let us be ever more aware of opportunities to serve, to send forth our light, to let it shine that it may help others. But as I stated last evening, our most effective way of teaching is through example, through manifesting of our truth so that others might see. Little is gained by shouting from the housetops or from the street corners, but through example. We can accomplish a great deal, for as others see our light, they too shall want their share and shall come seeking it. For when they come sincerely seeking, then and only then can we lead them. Children of the light, you have much work to do among the people of earth. A great deal of light must be spread, and those like yourselves who are dedicating their life to this purpose, in love and understanding and humbleness, those are the ones who shall inherit this planet. Time is growing short, beloved friends. Your development must come rapidly in order to fulfill your mission. Seek within, through that higher consciousness, that creative part of you which is able to reach out and draw forth from the great storehouse of knowledge. Wisdom of light, spend as much time as you can in this manner, for you shall receive your enlightenment, your wisdom, and your understanding. We who have come here to serve and to help those who are serving in the lower vibration, we are spending much time in meditation, in sending forth our light, our love, and our understanding to you, that you might be helped to a greater extent. Try to instill in your consciousness the realization of who you are and what you are. Place no limitation upon yourself, but realize that you are this great power and intelligence which rules the universe. You are one of the many expressions to this intelligence, therefore, locked within you are the powers that shall manifest all that you need. You need only to unlock them through your love and understanding you're seeking. There are no miracles, beloved friends. There's only law. You need only to understand and apply the universal laws. The laws that have always been present and always shall be, true we know, not where the spiral ends. It goes beyond our understanding and beyond the understanding of all whom have contacted. But we know that the spiral gets ever more beautiful, ever more lovely as we rise. So let us climb onward, beloved ones, always reaching a helping hand to those who are struggling just below us. For as we extend our hand, someone else shall extend theirs to us. It is a never-ending chain. All those who work and live in the light and love and understanding move ever onward and upward, and they grow by serving. Now, beloved friends, before I leave, I would like to pass among you and place my love, my blessings upon each of you. It shall take me but a moment. Now, beloved ones, I shall leave you. It has been my pleasure to speak with you. My love, my blessings, and my peace I leave with you. Adonai, my friends, Adonai. Sunday, January 12th, 1958. Greetings in the light, my beloved friends. I am Oxal of Arcturus. We realize that many questions prevail in the minds of those of you who are seeking the truth. You are seeking to understand the ways that lead to understanding. Realize this, that you are now passing through a classroom for the sole benefit of learning, of growing, of receiving a better understanding of life and truth. One of the great lessons that must be learned in this classroom is to know yourself, or at least know yourself sufficiently enough to be able to function comfortably in a physical body to bring about in your being that which is needed for a comfortable and happy living. You see, my beloved friends, I have not been taught in your civilization that man and his creator are one and that you possess the same powers as your creator. You see, my friends, the fact that you do not understand these laws does not alter the function of the law. The law works whether or not you understand it. So you see, you are continually creating. Although you do not realize you are creating situations, conditions, and many other forms of creation because you are only, beloved ones, what you think you are. You have instilled in your super self many misconcepts. These concepts, thoughts, what you call the subconscious, are bringing about results that are not understood by you. Clean out this inner consciousness. Weed out the misconcepts. Do this by injecting new concepts. Tell yourself that these must go. Know that you are all powerful. Continually tell yourself these things, because unless the old are replaced by the new, the old shall remain. This does not occur in a moment. Several years have been spent in indoctrinating yourself with these beliefs. Do not expect to eliminate them in a moment. It is difficult for you. I realize in the face of what you call realities, do not recognize them as real. Believe me, my friends, these things are only illusionary. They are figments of your imagination. They are not your real self, for if you and your God are one, if you are a part of Him, only a small part of Him, you are a perfection, because He is perfection. But you have built around yourself an imaginary, illusionary imperfection. This is difficult for you to understand because of your teachings and your customs. These things have been handed down from generation to generation through your civilization. They become real to you, but they are only real because you see them as such. Understand that what you are seeing as yourself in the form in which you are now living is not your real self. It has been created by you. When you have left this vehicle, you shall find that you have left all of these things behind with it, and it shall vanish into nothingness. Therefore, you see, it was not real. I wonder, my friends, if I am giving you a little glimpse of what you really are. There is difficulty in trying to convey just what I mean. But I know that you are a creator. Know that you and this creation are one. That you are a part, an important part of the creative spirit that dwells in all things, in all beings. Therefore, you should be master of your creation, and you are your creator. So you must take charge of it. You must command it. It will respond to your command. When you command that your hand move, it does move. You are in complete command of the movement of your body. You are also in command of every organ, every nerve, every cell. You can command it to do as you wish, but you must do it with authority, knowing full well that you have the authority as it was given to you by the Creator. I hope, my beloved friends, I have been of some help to you. It has been a pleasure to speak with you. I leave you by extending to you the love and light of my people. I am Oxal. Saturday, January 18th, 1958. I greet you, my beloved friends, in the light of love and understanding. Understanding above all are getting understanding, for with understanding comes wisdom, and with understanding and wisdom comes power. Power without understanding and wisdom would not be well to have. That is evident in your world today. Too many individuals upon your planet today have gained power over the people, but they do not have wisdom and understanding to go with it. Therefore, you face the conditions which exist upon your planet. You face inharmony. With inharmony, you have chaos, wars, sickness, disease of all types. All things of a negative nature, my friends, are a result of inharmony, lack of love, lack of understanding. You see, my friends, all things are governed by universal law. The Creator does not punish anyone. He does not bring about punishment to bring you into line. Man creates. He is an extension of the Creator. So you see, he is a creator. Man in his own right is a creator. Each thought that passes from you is a creation. Guard these thoughts, for they are most important. They bring about results, creation. You are what you think you are. Think well upon this, for it is important. All things are governed by law. The law brings about retribution through your own actions. Your Creator sees you only as good. In the eyes of your Creator, there is only good. Think well upon what I have said. Our purpose in coming to your planet at this time is to attempt to bring about a new awareness among your people, to attempt to make them aware of a new truth, a new understanding that goes far beyond their present concepts. It is very necessary at this time that your people be made aware, for your system, your solar system, in its sojourn through space, is entering a new cycle, a new area of space, for the vibratory rate shall be higher, a fourth dimension, so to speak. In order for you of Earth to enter this new age, your spiritual awareness must be raised, for in this dimension it will not be possible to exist in the present spiritual awareness of the majority of your people. And now the question arises in the minds of some of you as to what happens to those who are not able to raise themselves, who are not able to qualify for this new dimension. It is unfortunate The majority of the people of the planet Earth have not been given the truth about themselves, about life. Because you see, if you understood life, death, or what you call death, we prefer to speak of it as a transition. This transition would take on an entirely different aspect in the minds of the people. For death, you see, is not death at all. It is really birth. In reality, you at the time of the transition are being born into the real life. From this state of hypnosis that you now exist in, this vehicle which you call the physical body is merely a vehicle which you're using to gain certain experiences. When you have finished with the cloak, you lay it aside. So it is with this vehicle. When you have finished with it, you lay it aside. It is of no more use to you. There are many schoolrooms and many classrooms throughout the universe. This is only a schoolroom in which you learn. So you see, those who are not ready for the higher classroom shall simply lay aside this vehicle and take on another in a classroom suitable to their level of understanding. It is that simple, beloved ones. Your planet is the only one in this system that is not quite ready for the transition. That is why we have come. We of the Confederation, including those from other planets in your system and from planets in many other systems, yes, and those from the etheric realms are also aiding. We have come to help you in this time. During this transition, many changes will take place upon the surface of your planet, as have taken place before in other transitions. For you see, systems, planets, and individuals are ever evolving onward and upward. That is another of the laws. The climb is ever onward and upward. Man does not digress. He is ever progressing. And so we move on, ever looking outward and upward to a newer and higher understanding. Those above ever reaching down to lend a helping hand to his brother who is coming after. For as we serve those who are struggling just behind us, we also receive help from those who are just ahead of us. It is a never-ending chain. Now, my friends, I must leave. My blessings, my love and understanding I extend to you, Adonai, my friends. Saturday, January 25th, 1958. I greet you, my friends, in the light and love of understanding. I am what you have termed as your local contact. I've spoken with you many times. Perhaps at this time, due to the fact that another within your city is also working with you, I should give you an identification. As you know, we do not have names. We know each other by vibration. Therefore, I shall create an identification for you. Henceforth, you shall know me as Mr. R. However, I have many things in mind that I should like to say to you. Take them for what they are worth to you. You are the judge. If what I say is of use to you, I am happy it will help you upon your road to higher truth. The day has come, beloved ones, when you must discern truths. Many truths have been taught among your religions. In our opinion, each of your religions, your sects, have some truth. But there is not one upon your planet that has a corner on the truth. So to speak, if this is to be true, then all have truths yet to be learned. I should also like to state that truth is never ending. It moves onward before us. We can only receive the truth that we are capable of receiving at our present level of understanding. Therefore, we must constantly strive to raise our level of understanding. As all of you here know, all truth is based upon law. We live by the law of the universe. These laws are universal. They apply not only to your planet, but all other forms of life throughout the many galaxies in space. And what is the greatest of these, my beloved friends? And the group says love is the greatest. You have spoken well. Then, first of all, we must learn to love our Creator. That is the first law. If we love our Creator, we cannot but help love our fellow men. We cannot help but love ourselves, for we are that Creator. That is why we are all one. We are all parts of the whole. Therefore, we must love one another. All laws existed throughout the creation are just. Your Creator did not create laws that you could not comply with. In creating these laws, he took into consideration the various levels of life. So the law was not created so that one level of life could easily conform, and to another, it should be very difficult for him to conform due to his level of life. Much has been written concerning laws of creation, but you see again, beloved ones, when you attempt to place in words certain ideas, immediately you are confronted with interpretations. This too is not altogether a stumbling block, for in so doing, if one is sincere, they use their God-given power of reasoning and of searching within. Through that higher consciousness, which we all possess, the answers that will bring the true meaning. It is well that these things be discussed among you, for often a spark is set off in your mind by the word of another, which brings about a clear understanding of some particular question that you might have. There, you see, is where it is important to maintain an open mind, an open heart, and consider the expression of your brother. Regardless of this level of understanding, for often little gems of wisdom flow from the mouths of the lowly, truth is where you find it, and it can be anywhere. Much truth is found in nature. Many of your people have gained greater wisdom in the study or the insects of the flowers, the trees of nature in general. Be aware of truth in all places. A great percentage of misunderstanding of misconcepts among the people of earth have come from misinterpretations. Remember always in interpreting the laws of your Creator that they must be flexible enough to apply throughout the universe. This, my friends, is a key. The time has come when people of earth must learn and understand universal law. Those who have not the ears to hear, nor the eyes to see, shall not move with their planet into the new age. Great wisdom must be used. Recognize wisdom when you hear it and see it. Do not become steeped in your beliefs, because many of them will need to be changed in order to understand and apply the law. Much has been given to you in the past. The brothers who are working with your planet for your people have brought you much truth, but it has been brought to you in such a manner that you must put forth some effort to understand and apply it, and that is as it should be. We could give you many of these things in so many words and say to you, this is the way it is, you must believe this, but this is not our way, for you must choose, my brothers. It is in your choice that you shall prove yourself. I shall repeat something that has been said many times. We cannot make your choice for you. This you must do. Think well upon what I have just said. There is a great work to be done among your people. You can be of great service, but the requirements are very stiff. It is not easy in the environment in which you have received your training to be humble. These things must be overcome. The ego must not become inflated. You must be the least among them in order to be the greatest, for I of myself can do nothing. It is the Father within me that doeth the works. I of myself am nothing, but I and the Father are all things. There is no limit to what I and the Father can do. The I am, that word, has been much misinterpreted in your holy scriptures. Your great avatar often spoke of the I am, but how has it been interpreted by your people? They have taken it to mean the man himself, but the I am that he spoke of was not the man, it was the I am that you all possess. The Father within that higher part of you that is the Creator. He spoke not of himself as the man. You see, much of the true meaning of his teachings have been lost by misinterpretations. I say unto you again, love one another, for you are all one in this great creation. Try to understand the true meaning of love, for it reaches far, much farther than you can possibly realize in your present level of understanding. Learn together, help one another, receive from one another in love and understanding, for in so doing your growth shall be much more rapid, for all of you have so much to give to each other if only you will see it. Question: I would like to know what fields we are in referred to in the 6th chapter of Revelations. Giving information of this kind is not altogether our work. A great deal has been written in your scriptures. There is a great deal to be interpreted. There are many keys for interpreting the writings. Many of these have not been available to your people. In searching the scriptures, you have found many things that seem to be contradictory. It has been pointed out by many of your people, but this is only due to a lack of understanding, the lack being able to interpret. To go into the interpretation of many of these things would take great lengths of time. This at this moment in your growth is not of importance. Before understanding of all these writings shall be made completely clear, there must be brought about among all of you a higher consciousness of love, of understanding between you. When these things have been established, these vibrations you understand shall become much clearer. These things shall become clear, understandable to all of you. Now we must establish a greater love between us that will bring into manifestation all these things in the future. That is correct, and that must be established. First things must come first, and the first I have given you tonight, that when established shall bring about all others. Your master teacher stated that the greatest of all the commandments was to love. My blessings, my love, I leave you. Good night, beloved ones. Saturday, February 8, 1958. Greetings, my brothers. I greet you with the love and light and understanding of the Infinite One. I have come as an emissary of the Infinite One. As you progress in your understanding, you have much in store for you. Give yourself in love and understanding. It is necessary for you, each of you, to develop a clear understanding of yourself and of your fellow man. For only through understanding will you be able to accomplish your mission. Be ye perfect. How shall we become perfect? Perfection is not an easy thing to accomplish, but we must aspire to this perfection at all times. Self-discipline is very necessary, very necessary. The desires of the physical must not be allowed to master us. Emotions must be controlled. How can we establish love and understanding among us if these things are not mastered? You've been told many times to establish love, harmony, and understanding between you. Yet you desire to make great accomplishments to demonstrate your powers that are within you. But I say unto you, beloved ones, that these things cannot be established, cannot be demonstrated without first establishing the love and understanding among you. For without this, you have no power. This is the power in love and understanding all things that are possible. Without it, you accomplish nothing. It is the lack of this that has brought about the conditions that exist on your planet today. How can you establish this among you? It can be established only through your own efforts, through becoming masters of yourselves. The rules you should know well. They have been given you long ago. Turn the other cheek, go the extra mile, give love. See only good in all you come in contact with. Refuse to see anything but good. You've been taught fear and you fear the results if you turn the other cheek or go the extra mile. There is nothing to fear, my friends. Nothing to fear. Let that love emanate from you so strongly that all negativity shall melt into nothingness before you. He who lives by the sword shall die by the sword. I quote from your scriptures, these things are not new to the people of earth. Your great teacher gave you all the rules. They are all there. You need only apply them. Why, oh why, make it difficult? You would be amazed at what a few of you, a very few of you, could accomplish if only you could establish between you complete love and understanding. Your accomplishments would amaze you. Each of you have within you the ability to establish this. You need only to put forth the effort to make the decision and to apply the discipline necessary. We are waiting for such a group. Do I make myself clear? There's a great work to be done in this great city of yours. You can be the light bearers in this area if you choose to be. The harvest is ready. You have fertile soil in which to work. There are many people who are ready to be brought into the truth, who are ready for a new understanding. They are waiting for their teachers. Question: are there enough of us here for such a group? Any number is enough to start, my daughter, any number. You need only establish that at oneness between you and I assure you things will happen once this power is released. Nothing shall stand against it. Call the dedication to the service. Know within yourself that you are completely dedicated to the service of your Creator. This shall help you in establishing more love within you. Eliminate all self, holding only that desire to serve, for through your service administered sincerely and selflessly shall you gain new knowledge, new understanding, and new growth. Come unto me, all ye who are burdened, who are heavy laden, and I shall give you peace, love, and understanding. Adonai, beloved ones. Monday, March 31st, 1958. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly blessed. Greetings to you, my friends. I am Mr. R. All of you have been greatly blessed this night. Rest assured of this, for tonight there have stood among you great masters. The time has come, beloved ones, the time has come when each must stand upon his own, when each must develop and bring forth that great love which shall open the way. It is only through the manifestation of this great love that the Great One who walked your earth many years ago demonstrated for you that you shall reach the heights to which you aspire. This, beloved ones, must be your first achievement, for on this hinges all things. As you receive this love and allow it to flow out through your being, many, many of the mysteries shall become clear to you. Your eyes shall be opened to the now unseen. The rest shall follow more easily once this cleansing has taken place. When this great love canter is opened, the others must follow. Give yourself in selfless service with that great love and desire to serve your Creator and your fellow men. Let your heart and soul sing forth in joyous praise and thanksgiving, and His light, His love, and His understanding shall engulf you. Let not your heart be angered from any cause whatsoever. Let it sing only forgiveness, joy, praise, for in this state you are all receptive to the light that shall make all things known unto you. These are the things you must develop, beloved ones. Recognize only the good, for those that persecute you know not what they do. So pray for them and forgive them with malice toward none. This sounds like a big order, does it not, beloved ones? But I say unto you, it is the only way. It was His way, and so it must be yours. There is no other. I leave you, beloved ones, by extending to you the love, light, and understanding from my deepest soul. Adonai, peace be with you. Friday, April 11th, 1958. Good evening to you, my friends. I am Mr. R. As you meditate, give your thoughts, your light, your prayers to those unbelieving ones who so much need your help. Time rapidly approaches when these, as all others, must definitely make their choice. The time for separation draws near, beloved ones. It draws near. Soon, very soon, your people, regardless of the opposition, are going to become aware of our presence, and our purpose shall be made known to them, our hand of friendship extended for all to grasp who care to accept our aid. We come only to do good, to offer a helping hand to those who will accept and believe. To you, beloved ones, who are attempting to offer yourselves in service, your efforts are not going unnoticed. You're being given aid, more than you realize. Sharpen your awareness that you might be better able to use the help we are sending you. Enter into that oneness and love that is being offered to you. Become aware of it. Use the power and wisdom that has been given you. Do you realize, my friends, the power that is contained in that love that is being offered you? Do you realize the power that it will place in your hands once you establish in it? It means, beloved ones, that all things are yours. Once the true love center is opened within you, all else is yours. Think, beloved ones, think what this means. It means a great overcoming. It means a whole new concept opening before you. But it all must start. The beginning is love. Love for your Creator, love for your fellow man, love in all that you do. You express only love, and only love returns to you. People of Earth, too long you have been lost, too long you have been tarried. Now you must find the way. It has been pointed out to you, people of Earth. The great Master who trod your Earth many years ago has shown you the way, but your ears have been deaf, your eyes have been blind. You have heeded not His call. Again, O people of Earth, He calls. He is knocking at your door. He is showing you the way again. Shall you follow? All creation is beckoning to people of Earth to come home. The Father awaits with open arms and a forgiving heart. You need only answer the call by giving yourself in complete faith, love, and understanding. We of other worlds and other realms are standing by to help you in every way possible, to make this step reward into a new life, a glorious life, one of love and understanding. My peace and blessings I give unto you, Adonai, Adonai. Sunday, April 20th, 1958. Greetings in the light, my friends. I am Oxal of Arcturus. Our observation of your conversation here has been interesting. We are aware of much growth taking place among you. Many of your experiences do not have much meaning to you as yet, but they shall, for by experience shall you learn the truth. The seeking of truth, my friends, requires effort. Stick-to-itiveness, to use your terms for your persistence in your search, is the thing that will bring you results. Many of your people start the search for truth, but they find that it takes effort, patience, and above all, great sincerity. Many of them fall by the wayside when they discover that truth must be earned. They desire it, providing they do not have to work for it. Nothing comes to you or to anyone without effort, and many times great sacrifices are necessary to gain the truth and the experience that will bring you into a high understanding. This is as it should be, for things gained without effort, without sacrifice, are not held dear, are not appreciated, and are soon lost. It is the things we gain through hard, sincere efforts and suffering that really benefit us, that bring soul growth that is permanent. Works without faith are valueless. We could give you many demonstrations that would convince you of the many things of which we speak, but this would only be temporary, for only the things you gain through your own efforts, your own searching, your own suffering must establish the faith in you that is necessary to reach the heights to which you aspire. To him or her that see and witness, it is no problem to believe. But he who sees not and believes through faith, faith in his Creator and his fellow man, to him there shall come great awakenings and great experiences. Prove these truths to yourself by demonstration, by putting them to work for you. You are not asked to accept a truth without first trying it. To see it demonstrated by another does not qualify you. You yourself, each of you as an individual, must take these truths and let them manifest in your own life, building your own glorious light for all to see. All of you have heard and discussed much of the powers of love. I believe it is clear in the minds of each of you the power contained in this force, this energy known as love. Now is the time, beloved ones, to prove it to yourself. You've been told all about it. You have heard the experience of others who have demonstrated the power of love. What more can be said or done except for you as individuals to take it and put it to work for you? Many times I have asked you this question: what is the greatest power of the universe of all creation? And you have answered to me, love. Why not try it? I say again, my beloved friends, the time grows short. Soon this great power shall be needed by you. You shall need it to bring about your own salvation, as well as that of others, for many events portend, and many of these events, although necessary, will not be pleasant for the people of earth. For in these events, the forces of darkness must perish. They must be banished from your earth for all times, and out of this must come a new age of love, harmony, and understanding, an age where shall live to benefit his brother and not himself, where in all problems the answer sought shall not be what is best for me, but what is best for all concerned. How often in these times there is a problem attacked in that manner. Let us visualize today in the disputes that arise between your industries and your workers. Just assume that you should sit down around the table, everyone concerned, only that which would benefit all. What solution could we arrive at that would be most beneficial to all concerned? What would be the results? If love and harmony existed around this table and around all of your conference tables, can you visualize how much different your world would be? Do you agree with me, my friends? Where there is love, peace, and harmony, even the very atmosphere about you changes. All creation about you becomes harmonious. Nature becomes less violent. Nature reacts directly with the vibrations sent out by its peoples. If your masses and your leaders could realize this, I wonder what the reaction would be. Why do you suppose nature is gradually becoming more violent around your planet? Earthquakes are becoming more prevalent, tornadoes, windstorms, all of these things are gradually becoming more violent. And around your planet, the vibrations have been becoming more and more negative, and nature reacts accordingly. The catastrophe that comes to your planet does not come from your Creator. It is the result of wrong thinking and wrongdoing of your people. Your Creator does not judge you. You judge yourself by nature's own laws. That is why we have continually said that if enough love and light could be established among the masses of your people, that much, very much of the future disaster could be avoided. Now, my beloved friends, I think I've rambled far enough. I leave you by extending to you our love and understanding. May the peace of this great creative spirit rest with each of you. I am Aksal. So there's a bunch more different channelings from this particular pamphlet, and there are four other ones, and I will definitely go into those in the future. But we get a sort of introduction to Hatan, and in particular, Aksal. And I was not aware that Aksal claims to be from Arcturus. We have quoted Aksal many times. Aksal works through Quo. Aksal is Quo. So now we know that Quo is made up of Arcturans, which is kind of cool. And a lot of these earlier lessons are very similar to what we see in the Law of One and in the Quo material. We get a discussion of making the choice, the service to self or service to others, and why this choice is so important, and the power of thought and the power of thought to change the world. And we get two references that on their planets, if they have a problem, the whole planet comes together in concentrated thought and the problem dissolves away. Can you imagine if the planet Earth, for 1 minute, considered the thought of love together at the same time? Oh my goodness. If we had billions of people all imagining, even the people, just the service to others, just them, if we all went into the thought of love, we could solve any problem. And I believe strongly if we got enough people to think strongly about global warming or environmental catastrophes, we could change the world. This was being told to us 60 years ago. And the time has come to understand that these truths are still self-evident now. We're being given the same teachings, but there's a warning given in this material that we could become the catalyst for our own destruction if we do not embrace this love and expand our understandings. They are pretty critical of the government in here, and it makes a claim that is pretty amazing, that they offered their tech to us as long as everybody had access to it, and they said no. So that is not surprising, but very interesting coming from this particular channel. You can judge for yourself what you think of these channels, but this is very fascinating to me. I'm like the comic book fan. I like to look at the origins. I look at the original comic book. I like to look at the first episodes. And so it's possible, as a scholar reading this material, that Don Elkins and Carla Ruckert had read this information and was highly influenced by it when giving their future material. You never know. But they claim that they were only briefly exposed to this information early on in their description on their website, so it wasn't something they were reading all the time. There's a ton more interesting channelings here, but the lessons are pretty simple. Embracing love, choosing service, and a warning. Understand, a lot of these channeled entities look at space and time differently. So for them, the idea that the planet was going to be crossing into fourth density in 2012 or thereafter, for them, they're acting like that's tomorrow. When you're a being from fourth density and you've lived 90,000 years, 70 years is a very short period of time. So when they're warning us, giving us this great urgency and warnings that the Earth could come to an end, they're coming from a higher perspective of time. So it may seem like, hey, they were warning about the end coming back then. Doesn't it seem like a contradiction? No. Even Jesus was warning of the end times and feeling the sense of urgency of the coming shift to the new Earth. I believe that we see it in all of these writings, in all of these channelings. The understanding of time is different. They always create a sense of urgency. They understand that we're going through a big change, and you can feel the sense of urgency there. But I love this idea of the spaceship that's described. Huge, gigantic spaceship that's described. I sure hope that we would have been able to see it with a telescope, but no. I'm sure that they could cloak their ship at any time. And as they say, they could come to our planet and they would be treated as gods. They can do any of the things discussed in our religious works. I'm sure that they could split the ocean and do any number of miracles. So take this information and treat it as you wish. If it doesn't resonate with you, forget about it. But to me, it just shows a consistency to the message that the Confederation gives, and gives us a greater understanding of the Confederation's message going back all the way to 1958. And I think it's truly amazing. I'd love to get your impressions of this. And if you want me to continue reading, there's a bunch more cool channelings from this resource that I can continue on. In any case, all episodes of The Reality Revolution can be found at therealityrevolution.com. I'm sending love and light to everybody listening, and welcome to The Reality Revolution.